Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Linda is doing her Friday thing today, and I'm joined by Dr. Janet Carter. Good morning there, Doc.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. We'll talk about Dr. Carter here in a few minutes and tell stories about her. Of course, Savannah is always here with us.
Hello.
On Fridays. Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well.
Are you prepared for Outside the Wire?
Yes.
Do you have your stories?
Yes.
All right. Today on Outside the Wire, zombies, vampires, Bigfoot.
It's a pretty big deal.
Big deal. Big deal today. Okay. Hey, look, it's 7:06 in the morning. It's August the 30th. My gosh, the end of August. How do we get here, Savannah?
I start school next week.
You start school next week. Yes, Savannah starts sixth grade next week.
I start sixth grade next week. I'm very excited for middle school.
It's going to be new. You get your own, getting brand new backpack.
Yes.
Savannah's photo is up on our Facebook, so she looks sometimes like she could pass probably for high school. You could pass for high school.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And I just realized this is going to be an all woman cast today, except for me. That all of our guests are women.
Lucky and you.
Except for one, when we have our Haven Humane Pet of the Week. But let's start off with our good friends down at Wells Fargo, with our Wells Fargo advisor, with Chris Lasonda. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the month, and the markets are modestly lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 30 points at 14,811. The S&P 500 unchanged at 1638, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 17 points at 3603. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 77 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America's up 2 cents at 1419. General Electric adding 22 cents at 2333. JCPenney down 17 cents at 1223, while Ford's down 18 cents at 1632. Of local interest, PG&E up 18 cents at 4150. Costco's adding 12 cents at 111.51. And Reading Bank of Commerce up 4 cents at 546. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.78%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.41. Oil's down 81 cents a barrel at $107.99, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $12.98 an ounce at $13.94.66. Silver's down 35 cents at $23.48. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know what? Great people like Chris are, you know, keeping their eye on Wall Street because it's changing. Because I trust me, you don't think Syria has a huge impact on whatever we're going to do with Syria? Whatever stupid decision that could be made about Syria doesn't have an impact on stocks and bonds. Well, they do, and people at Wall Street need to be watched by our Wells Fargo advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. All right, we have weather today, and what is the weather, Savannah?
Well, currently it is 69 degrees, and it's going to get up to about 95 today. Tomorrow is going to be 96 with a low of 65, and Sunday is going to be mostly sunny. High of 92 and low of 63 degrees.
Great weather.
Great weather.
Always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call out there, 474-5546. Great dinners out there. You know, and they believe in they have their big gardens, and it goes fresh from the garden to the plate. Anselmo Vineyards. Well, you haven't had a chance to say anything yet, Doctor.
No, I have not, unfortunately.
Well, get in here closer to that microphone. And our guest is, our guest host is going to be Dr. Janet Carter. She's the home-based primary care clinical pharmacist at the Veterans Administration Clinic here.
Yes, that is me.
I was just trying to read it from this angle here. And you've got a lot of things that you've done, but you said that we've got you here because you've been on the show before.
Yes.
And we're going to just keep you here for the whole 2 hours today.
I know, I'm very excited.
You're very excited. We're going to talk about some programs you all have, but you're also going to also save me when I run out of things to say.
Okay,
is that right?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we've got to take a quick break and we come back. Hey, it's Friday. Where we're happy, happy, happy. But we're also happy because we've got Spencer and Haven Humane. We'll be right back with our Pet of the Week.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering. Things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes Outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Belinda is on her Friday day. She's getting together with the girls, but I have Dr. Janet Carter here with me. Dr. Janet, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now I forgot to tell you, we came on Fridays. We have Haven Humane and Spencer, who brings in the most delightful animals. And today Spencer rode in this animal.
I could have.
You could have. Now you've got, well, tell us about this puppy.
Well, he's not really a puppy. He's a little over a year old. His name's Thor. We have him as a Rhodesian Ridgeback Pitbull mix.
Okay, now when you hear the word Thor, that should be the first indication that perhaps it isn't something that can get in your lap. However, Savannah wants to make him into a lap dog right here. So tell us about Thor.
Thor originally came into us as a stray a little over a year ago. He was adopted when he was just a small, tiny little puppy. Unfortunately, the people that had adopted him, he turned out to be a little too much of a dog for them. He is about 100 pounds or so. He's a big boy.
He's a beautiful dog. And let me tell you right now, Thor comes up, he licks your hand. He looks you in the eye, and he's got the soft eyes. He came in and saw Savannah. Savannah goes, "Oh, baby." I'm just like that. Just like, "Oh, baby." The dog drops on his side, rolls over, says, "Scratch me, scratch me." And is just laying there right now. So.
Yeah. And you know, another reason I brought Thor with me today is because we are still running our pit bull special. It's only through today and tomorrow is the last days it's still available to where you could adopt a pit bull or pit bull mix for only $20 from the shelter.
You know what? This dog is probably one of the quietest dogs of all the dogs you've brought in here. I mean, over the last, you know, what, 4 months at least?
He is very, very well behaved. He's still working a little bit on his leash behavior. I mean, he pulls slightly. But other than that, you know, he's just a great dog. He knows sit. He hops right into the car and, you know, I'm driving a little Neon, and he just hops right into the front seat of the Neon, sits in the passenger seat, and doesn't move. He's just happy and content to be going for a ride.
Frankly, if he jumped into my car, let him sit in any seat he wants. If he wants to drive, here's the keys. He's a big dog. No, he's... But obviously you have him rated for a certain type of home.
We have Thor rated for kids 8 and older just because of his size. You know, he can easily knock over a small child.
Oh, sure. He can knock Savannah over. No, I'm exaggerating here. This dog is absolutely just laying here looking at us with but he has a nice smiley look on his face, if you can believe that.
He's one of those dogs that when you meet him, we went for a walk on the Sundial Bridge this morning. Every person that we walked past, he thought that person was there just to say hi to him.
So he gets along with other dogs?
He does get along well with other dogs. We don't know how he did with cats. If someone was interested in him and they had cats, we do have office cats we could introduce him to. But, you know, all around, he's just a great dog.
I have some cats in the neighborhood I like to introduce him to. Oh, okay. I didn't mean it that way. They can become close friends. You could probably talk to them about staying out of my yard.
I'm pretty sure Thor would be great with cats. You know, he's only a year old, and so he's had pretty good training done to him already, you know, and he's just really well-behaved and calm for being only 1 year old, listens really well. And
he's laying there right beside you. Okay, my friends, if you're looking for a dog, if you've got some room, let the dog – so it's not fair to probably keep him in an apartment unless you take him out every day.
Yeah, that's like probably how he got is the size he is now.
He needs to be out someplace where there's a yard and kids because – he looks like an affectionate dog, but what I've just seen of him so far, he's quiet. He's laying down here, and I think with, you know, some loving, with some extra care on, not extra care, but a little extra training on the leash. I mean, comes in, he sits down, he obeys, so.
Yeah, that's his only flaw that I've noticed is he just needs to work just a little bit on his leash behavior.
Okay, well, Thor, you are you are looking like, you know, that's a good dog.
He is a good dog.
If Elk Killer would probably tussle him a little bit, but he looks like something that if you're looking for a dog, you got kids, and you're looking for a dog that needs a home, and it's been chipped and fixed and everything, and for $20, you could probably walk away with a big bag of dog food too.
You do get a bag, not a big bag, but you get a bag.
Get them started there. Okay. And how do they get a hold of you, Spencer?
They could give us a call at 241-1653, or you could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road.
Take a look at this dog. You get a chance. This is a good dog. Okay. Thanks a lot, Spencer.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got some things. Let's talk about Syria. What about that red line? What about the fact that the Brits voted, we're not going to get into this fight? We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference?
Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channel simply costs less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda has Girls Day today, but Dr. Janet Carter has joined me and from the VA clinic, and she's here with our madness for a little while today. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great, great coffee at great prices. Discounts for veterans, always. And the finest walk-in humidor in the state, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We've had two meningitis cases here in, out of the school, out of Shasta Lake School. Doctor, on meningitis, I mean, even though you're a pharmacist and I realize that, but, you know, one of the things that I was a little concerned because it was 2 in 4 months, and they're both in the Shasta Lake School. In this case, it was, a girl, a seventh grader, who became sick after she left school Thursday. Does it happen that fast?
Yeah, it's incredibly contagious.
And I didn't realize, but there's usually 1 to 10 cases per year in Shasta County. At least that's the statistic since 1997.
So get your kids vaccinated.
Is it easily spread?
Yes, it's incredibly contagious. There's two different kinds. There's viral and then there's bacterial. Viral, you'll probably feel a little flu-like. You get better in a couple weeks. Bacterial, you've got issues.
Okay, and I remember from being in the military that, if there's fluid transfer,
yes.
And it could be, I guess, blood too, then
sure.
If you're doing it that way, you know, blood, drinking out of somebody else's, soda can. That was when they said, have you drank out of the same coffee cup or anything like that? Has there been any way of exchanging, you know, fluids, anything that blood or sweat or things right. like that? I mean, it's that easy.
It's that easy, yeah.
So how do you prevent it? You just, tell your kids to stay. Do not kiss the other little seventh grade boys or something like that. Or can you be inoculated against?
Yes,
Okay.
Yeah, and you also need to be inoculated, vaccinated from all other infections like chickenpox and measles. So it's good to get all your vaccines because once an infection starts, it can easily lead to something greater.
One of these days, we're going to have you back and talk about vaccinations because there's a lot of people not getting vaccinations
yes.
now.
Yes,
I mean,
are.
A lot of people not getting vaccinations mm-hmm. because they believe that 76 vaccinations for a child up to the age of 3 is not good for them.
Right. No, I understand that. But there are a lot of good reasons why we should get vaccinated.
Can there be too many vaccinations?
Well, sure, there can be too many of anything.
Too much
right?
of any good thing?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I just hate to see that. But this is something that people need to be aware of. And if there is inoculations for it, might want to check into it. Syria. The red line has been drawn, according to President Obama. He said that a few weeks ago because nobody figured that chemical weapons would be used. Well, it appears they were. However, there is a growing group of people that say those were not chemical weapons that were used. And now Obama is, you know, was trying to put together a group of allies to punish Syria to become Al-Qaeda's air force. Well, that's just my opinion. to strike Assad's people. However, yesterday, the British Parliament voted that we're staying out of this. We're not going to do military action in Syria. Excuse me. Wow. Huge. So that leaves President Obama with ours and the French. The French have 2 points that they they have offered up for this. Syria. You've been following Syria?
Yes.
Is it worth it?
That's a tough one, Carl. It looks like they were going to be doing it solo.
It looks like it because he's already starting to talk about it. And, you know, the thing is that here, like I said yesterday, my friends, one, is there a clear cut, proof that there was chemical weapons used and by who? That's the big thing, by who? The other side says, well, look, this is the only way we're going to get everybody into the fight. They have the access to chemical weapons. They use it on their own people. It's not the first time this has happened. Two, what is the end result? Do we want winners in this? Or do we want just to leave Syria leaderless so that they will go from one side to the other and sway back and forth and continue to kill their own citizens? What is the end result, and what good does it do our country? What good does it do our country to destroy the leadership in Syria? Is it going to make our country safer? Does it make the Middle East safer if there is a full-blown leaderless Syria wandering around out there? Nobody's made this clear. He has not made it clear what our end results are if you shoot some cruise missiles at them. And as it was amply as very well said was, I'm not going to shoot a cruise missile into the desert into a camel's butt is essentially is what he said. If you're going to do military action, let's have something to do. Let's not put people on the ground. Right now we're in the middle of sequestration. We are forcing people out of the military. And now we want to start something else in Syria. I would say that President Obama's Middle Eastern policy is somewhere in between abject failure and twerking, frankly, because it seems like we're getting bent over and people are dancing around us right now. Okay.
Is that your twerking right there?
Well, no, that wasn't my twerking. Twerking. I started to bring that up the other day in the chat room, just tore me apart, so I'm not going to talk about that. Last thing here before we bring our guest in. Janet, they have, it looks like the feds have come back and said, well, you know what, marijuana's okay again.
Yeah, I read that this morning.
That it's up to the states and that they can legislate or they can legalize who grows it. They can, legalize where they grow it and that you can buy it in stores.
Sure.
Isn't this kind of they said that at the beginning of his administration, after what happened out here in California, then they and other places, then they cracked down, and now they're loosening up again.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are happy.
So it's just better. A lot of people are saying that a little toke here and there is better than a pill.
Well, I'd have to disagree with that. But I've never done marijuana, so who knows?
Oh, but you have. Well, let's talk to Savannah. Hey, Savannah.
No,
you don't want to talk about it, or
I've never done marijuana either.
Yeah, and as a pharmacist, I prefer a pill.
Well, weren't you the one that said you're going to put a drug lick out someplace?
Absolutely,
to get more patients in.
Being from the country,
okay.
I enjoy to give the cows a salt lick. So why not just do that with people?
That's right.
A little Xanax lick, everybody's happy.
Everybody.
Of course, maybe meningitis might increase, but you take the good with the bad.
Okay. Dr. Janet Carter here she's the home-based primary care for clinical pharmacist.
We just like to say HBPC. It's just
HBPC.
Easier.
You're right. Yeah. It's easier for me. Okay, when we come back, Elizabeth Woodward is here with us for Damsels in Defense. Find out how you can protect yourself. You don't necessarily have to carry a gun. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, personal spending rose 0.1% in July from the previous month, less than the expected rise of 0.3%. The prior month, though, was revised slightly higher to up 0.6%. Keep in mind, spending accounts for more than 2/3 of U.S. economic activity. Meanwhile, new U.S. car sales are estimated to jump 13% in August year over year. That's according to Edmunds.com, which says Honda will lead automakers with a 19% increase, followed by Toyota with a 16% jump over last August. Edmunds estimates General Motors will lead U.S. automakers with sales up 11%. And AMC Entertainment Holdings is planning an initial public offering. According to Dow Jones, AMC will offer up to $400 million in stock. AMC owns or operates 343 movie theaters with nearly 5,000 screens in North America and plans to trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol AMC. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, Linda's got Girls Day today, but I have Dr. Janet Carter here with me. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. What can I say? Your local Lincoln, Dodge, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. Right down at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177. It is your friends, your neighbors that are making great deals. Trucks, cars, SUVs. Their service center, of course, is... Can I say perfect? No. but I can say it is outstanding. Redding Crown Motors. So, this is an all-girl kind of day here. I'm getting in touch with my feminine side. Because, you know, we have Dr. Janice Carter. Of course, Savannah's here today. And now Elizabeth Woodward.
Good morning.
Who's here with Damsels in Not Distress.
No.
Damsels in Defense.
Damsels in Defense.
And can you tell us a little bit about what Damsels in Defense is?
Well, Damsel in Defense is a company that was started a couple of years ago just outside of Boise, Idaho, in a small suburb called Meridian. And it was started by two young women in their 30s, Bethany Hughes and Mindy Lynn. Both women had at some point lived in California, didn't know each other at that time, and they both were victims of a sexual assault when they were young. And independent of that, they moved to Idaho, started their families, met there as young mothers, and obviously they had a lot in common. And they both understood how important it was to be safe and aware and prepared. And they wanted to have safety products on hand for themselves and in their homes. But with small children, they did not want to have a gun in the house. And actually they're young enough that, Bethany had twins this year. So they're young entrepreneurs, and, with the support of their families, when they went to find safety products, to equip themselves with, they couldn't find anything that was readily available, and they couldn't find a support system that understood the concerns of a woman, and to explain the products and to offer a variety of products to women. So they started Damsel in Defense, and the whole company is based very much on the person-to-person direct sales approach. And Carl, you know that, just given my history with, you know, the Tea Party, We the People Radio, I brought Cameron Gamble from Project Taken into our fold, and I have been obsessed with personal safety for a very long time.
Yeah, you have. And I could say is Elizabeth has, along with Aaron Ryan, mm-hmm. has a show on Sundays called We the People. Outstanding show. Literally, world level guest.
Yes.
That have been
yes.
on the show and talking about, things that impact, situations, topics that impact on not just the world, but how that mm-hmm. impact on national level comes right back down here to Shasta County.
Exactly.
One of them, and we've also had him on the show, is abductions.
Right.
And it's not something that's going away.
No, it's not.
So you have to find a way if you can't carry a gun.
Right. Or you choose not to.
That's true. A lot of people should not be. Even
right.
if they could, they
And a lot of young women have small children.
That's right.
And they just don't want to carry a gun or have one around their kids. So Damsel in Defense was launched a couple of years ago, and the beauty of this company is that in addition to providing products, and as you can see, they're very user-friendly. I brought them in with me. They're colorful. They're attractive to women. Their whole concept is to make these products fun and sassy and at the same time very safe and effective. All of our pepper sprays are created in the United States specifically for Damsel in Defense. They're all cayenne pepper, so they're not mace. They're cayenne pepper. They will hurt like the Dickens, but they won't do permanent damage. They're the highest level of intensity allowed by law, which is 18%. And we also have a small version now that includes 3% tear gas.
Oh.
So, and as you can see, and I'm just going to show you and jump in.
Let me, Janice here has a bunch, you know, figures. And you say, well, how mm-hmm. big a problem is this?
It's a huge problem. I did a little research.
Thank you for that.
I saw your product last night. I was looking at the web, and they're fabulous. So
they
ladies,
really are.
They're very fashionable. I would totally carry this whole thing for a her emergency.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Her emergency. So just some facts.
Trunk in the trunk.
One in five women will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime. That's huge.
And college-age women are four times more likely.
So, Savannah, be careful.
Thank you.
It's not safe out there. And
I would be careful.
And so the company is designed to get these products. We want to empower, we want to equip, and we want to educate. And the whole concept behind this company, I jumped right on it. There was someone out of Yuba City that was looking for an individual in Redding to start this business. And I heard it through the grapevine, and I literally jumped on it immediately because of my passion and concern about personal safety, not only for myself, but for everybody I care about.
About people around you.
Yeah, and this was a no-brainer for me. I mean, I couldn't get into it fast enough.
Well,
it's just, the statistics are really astounding.
They're frightening.
It is frightening. Every 2 minutes, someone in the U.S. is sexually assaulted. And from the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, every year there are 207,000 victims of sexual assault. 97% of rapists will never spend a day in jail.
And I wanted to say that RAIN, which is the organization that you just mentioned, is the charity for Damsel in Defense, and a portion of all proceeds go to support RAIN.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. And, you know, the fact is there's times when lethal force is not the right answer.
Exactly.
And especially if you have kids around the house, because you have to worry about that one horrible incident, perhaps, that a child gets a hands on a weapon and harms himself or somebody else. Though that, there are ways to make sure it never happens, but it happens. It continues to happen. Non-lethal ways for a woman to carry in her purse or on her makes her feel safer. I not say makes her, but enables her to feel safer. So we'll be right back. Elizabeth Woodward from Damsel in Defense. And Dr. Janet Carter is my co-host, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As firearms instructors, we know what it's like to work weekends, so NFI is happy to announce our weeknight CCW classes with the same professional and experienced instruction that has become the standard in Northern California for basic and advanced CCW, firearm safety training, and private instruction. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for more information, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Henry Giacomini of Hat Creek Grown Grass-Fed Beef. Pam and I would like to invite you to our ranch on Sunday, September 8th from 10 to 3 for a day of food and fun. We'll start with a ranch tour, followed by a cooking demonstration, then a meal of brisket tacos by Chef Travis Hickey of Crumb's Restaurant. All this and more for a $5 donation. To RSVP, email pam at hatcreekgrown.com. Remember, that's Sunday, September 8th. Hope to see you there on the ranch in Hat Creek.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Your old incandescent lights can consume 30 to 40% more energy than more efficient CFLs or LEDs, which are cooler, more efficient, and last a lot longer. Investment today reaps big dollar savings into the future. For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda Scott Girls Day. I got Dr. Janet Carter here with me. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From small chips to cracks up to over 24 inches in length, Jeff can guarantee his work. And he does guarantee his work. He can do things other glass shops can never do. He's located at 3208 Market Street in Redding, or give him a call, 241-8373. Jeff Wurst, a veteran that guarantees his work. Let's hear it.
All right.
That is the less sound.
That is called our striking distance. It is 6 million volts.
6 million volts running through your body.
And it's pink.
And it's pink.
How cool okay. is that?
It is very cool. Elizabeth, yeah, point that thing away from me.
Elizabeth Woodward, of course, is our guest. She is representing Damsel in Defense. And the idea behind Damsel in Defense was two young ladies who were both had been sexually assaulted in Idaho, came together, and they had children and all this, and they couldn't get into the lethal side, the lethal weapons.
Right, exactly.
Which I happen to have no problem with. But they wanted to bring up non-lethals. And they have introduced a line of products and built a company called Damsel in Defense, which is a way for women and men to have a way to keep assailants off them without using lethal force.
Well, and Carl, it's all a part of this is just one component of the whole puzzle. Having something that will help to keep you safe, in addition to being aware, being responsible, not putting yourself into situations where you might be at risk. It's a whole package. And as you can see, all of the products are very fun, and they're very colorful, and there's a big variety.
Let's describe them. The one that has the 6 million volts. And you know what? I still can't figure out how, because it uses, what, AAA batteries or something?
No, this has a rechargeable battery.
A rechargeable, but how that can put out 6 million volts.
Well, I mean, it's the voltage is what delivers the amperage to the muscle mass.
Yeah.
But they're rechargeable batteries. All of our stun guns have LED flashlights and are all rechargeable.
So you can hit them with the flashlight and really kind of illuminate where you're going to be hitting.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Now, the smaller ones you have small ones that you can carry easily in your pocket.
Yeah. And now this one is called Pack-a-Punch. And this is our biggest seller. You can hold it in your hand. It has 7.5 million volts. It has the LED flashlight. You plug it into the wall to recharge it. You recharge it once a month for 6 to 8 hours. You can recharge it up to 800 times. It comes in pink, blue, green, and black. So the colors, as you can see, are fantastic.
The size, if I could, is
of a cell phone. Small cell phone.
Of a cell phone. That's right. I would have said a pack of cigarettes, but now it's a cell phone. So you can easily carry that. A woman.
And we actually have stun guns that look like cell phones. And I want to say that the quality of the products of Damsel in Defense are fantastic. All of the components inside of our stun guns are metal. They are not plastic.
Okay. People are already calling you and wanting to know how to get a hold of you.
My telephone number is 605-7501, or you can email me at elizabeth_wdwrd@yahoo.com. And I do want to say that, again, this company is designed to get these products into the hands of men and women. I have a lot of men buy the stun guns and pepper sprays as well. Men are buying them for their daughters, for their wives. We need to get something into the hands of everybody. And one of the ways that we do that is we've created this company to be a direct sales company. So you can pull your friends and family together in your home, in your office, in your workplace.
You can have a stun gun party.
You can have a stun gun party. You can have a personal safety product party.
You know what? Savannah, get all your girlfriends. You hold hands. And the one on the end, you stun her. You put it on her, see if everybody gets it.
Oh,
have y'all tried that yet?
Hey, Carl, read what you read on the...
Yeah, this is from Angel. And she says, California is set to release a perv who raped 38 women. Christopher Hubbard. Paroled a few times and reoffended. He's been in a mental institution, but will be released as an outpatient. Question is, where's he being released? Los Angeles. He was the pillowcase rapist. So
nice. And you know, it's almost like the rules are out the window, no holds barred. It's a free for all in the state of California.
Yeah. So, you know, the idea of having, and is there any, do you have to go through any type of class to be carrying
you
this?
Don't. All of the products are legal but not lethal, with the exception of if someone has a heart condition, the stun gun could kill them. You know, that's always a possibility. But there's a disclaimer with every product that basically says you as the consumer do have to use this with responsibility. But we've got Coubetons, which are these are.
Let's take a quick break here because I want to go through all these.
Okay.
And the fact is a non-lethal way to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. Somebody just gets, you know, somebody bothers you in a bar or something like this. I mean, and I've seen this before I hate to say it, but in movies where some guy just keeps coming on the girl, says, "Get away from me!" Blah blah blah, and she puts it in front of his face, and she hits the button, and everybody gives like a five foot circle around him.
The bad guys are looking for easy targets.
Absolutely, you're making yourself into a harder target. It is the
they're not going to
basic yeah. is the basic rule in counterterrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Have them go next door.
Right.
All right, we'll be right back, Carl Bott. And we're having Elizabeth Woodward here from Damsel and Defense. And, of course, Dr. Janet Carter is with us here from the VA clinic. We're talking about protecting yourself with non-lethal weapons. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. LIMS Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Then we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:53 in the morning, August the 30th. Carl and DeBott. Linda's on Girls' Day today. They're all doing something. Guys are supposed to meet them later on today. Right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition and my friend Joe and Vicky and the people down there. They've got, of course, an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, but they're doing something else now. They're starting to have classes on nutrition and healthy living.
Nice.
And I mean, into it. I mean, they're, and they're
going to have to with Obamacare.
Yeah, with the regular, you know, GMO, gluten-free. And in fact, Vicky has launched a line of gluten-free, foods that we're going to talk about that too. But they are the North State's nutrition experts. They're located at 221 Locust Street, or give them a call at 244-9141.
I have to say, I'm in that place three times a week. Well, they're fantastic.
Very, very sold on Joe, Vicky, and the whole gang down there. Now, we've got something else. Hit it, Savannah. Don't call me maybe. That's right. I'm holding a cell phone in my hand that I just tased. The person who was in my face when they're saying, call me maybe. Yeah, I'll call you.
And this is a great one for younger women that are
this
on a date.
This looks just like a cell phone. And you can use it through the case.
Absolutely.
And you could keep it on the table. You can keep it out and no one would know.
Nobody knows.
Exactly like a cell phone.
It does. And I wanted to just mention that,
wrong.
You know, like last weekend I was with, another gal that does Damsel, and we were in Corning at the Olive Festival, and it was a 7-hour event, and that's the fastest 7 hours I have ever lived. The crowds around our table begging for information on products was unbelievable. They had never heard of this in that area, and their crime is going through the roof. And I just wanted to put that out there, because if you're listening to this and you're looking for extra income, or you're really passionate about this like I am, I could use you on my team. We need help. We have so many people clamoring for this, and I'm overwhelmed with it.
Well, we have somebody in here saying they looked it up on the internet and they couldn't find it.
Damselanddefense.net.
Damselanddefense.net. That's what
it's really simple. And if you, and I have my own personal website, which is damselanddefense.net/Elizabeth Woodward.
Okay, give your phone number.
Cell phone number is 605-7501. Give me a call. Text me if you want to. I'm a big fan of texting.
Well, that's true. And Elizabeth answers all her phone calls.
I do.
Junk in the trunk.
Yes.
Is that what this is right here? Or is this something separate?
This is something brand new that Damsel came out with on August 1st. And in addition to the stun guns, the personal alarms, and the pepper sprays, they've now expanded into emergency preparedness. And they're really interested in equipping people in their vehicles as well. And Junk in the Trunk, which is a very cute name, is a wonderful bag, as you can see, pink and black. And it has emergency water, food, blanket, hand crank, flashlight, compass.
No hand cream.
Okay. It has pink and black jumper cables. It has emergency matches, waterproof. Carl. It just, and this is a great tool, something perfect for the young women in your life for Christmas, birthdays. You know, you hand it to them, they stick it in their car, they don't have to get into it until they need it.
Also, you could also put in there a Ruger 38 plus P revolver.
I wanted to show you something else. This is, I probably sold about 50 of these. This is called the Road Trip. Looks like a regular flashlight, but it has seven functions, got an LED flashlight, as you guys can see. It has red hazard lights. It's right. Magnetic. The head of it is magnetic. You can stick it to the outside of your car, hit your red flashing lights. It has an alarm. There is a device here that will break the window if you can't get out of your car. You can cut your seatbelt with it, and it's waterproof. And it takes 3 AA batteries, and it's called the Road Trip. That would be excellent in the bag called Junk in the Trunk.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of options.
This has come, you know, obviously that there's a need for this type of
product,
and it's sweeping the nation right now.
Yeah, if you'd seen the people in Corning, you would. Yeah. I mean, it was almost heartbreaking.
Well, and as Janet was saying, with the amount of assaults in this, and how many of them are unreported, unreported assaults because people are embarrassed,
or they think it was their fault, they weren't.
But there's nothing that your teenage daughter should have to put up with.
Right.
That where she's having to fight her away from something. If she could have something that she could carry, like a stun device
I have to say, I just recruited a young lady, going to Chico State that's going to do this on campus. Actually, we could use, a few more on, the college campus at Chico or Shasta College. So anyway, and not to say that they can go around selling stun guns on the college campus, but they can provide these products to people that they care about, their fellow students.
You know, the VA recently hosted a self-defense course for our home-based primary care nurses and staff. These are the girls that go out to the homes of the patients. And our site facility manager, Don Black, our chief of police, Brian Schumann, and our local police sergeant, Brian Rice, all hosted this. They were kind enough to teach us.
Great.
And yeah, it was great. And this would really be very advantageous for all of us. And
okay, damsels, we got to run.
Damsel in defense.
Phone number again?
605-7501.
Elizabeth Woodward, you can get a hold of her here via the station too, 605-4565. Hey, we'll be right back. We've got Empire Recovery Center. We'll be right back after these messages and after the news.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Britain is not on board, but France might be, punishing Syria with force for using chemical weapons.
Our approach is to continue to find an international coalition.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel on the push for military action. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president is holding a meeting with his national security advisors right now. And in an hour and a half, Secretary of State John Kerry is expected to make a statement. As it ponders its options, the administration is making the case to Congress with a briefing Thursday for key members. One of them, Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, is not sold.
There's an assumption that if we do this, that we're going to stop what they're doing right now in terms of gassing their own people. I'm not ready to accept that assumption.
The administration has argued that to do nothing would encourage more chemical weapons use. Later today, a declassified intelligence report on Syria is expected to be released to the public. Dave?
Mike, North Korea has disinvited a U.S. envoy who was going to travel there this week to try to free Kenneth Bae. He's an American said to be in poor health in jail. A Christian activist, Bae was sentenced to 15 years hard labor, accused of plotting to overthrow North Korea's government. The government's no-fly list challenged in court. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, this week a federal judge in Portland, Oregon ruled in the case of 13 U.S. citizens who were on that list but can't find out why. District Judge Anna Brown did not declare the no-fly list unconstitutional, but she came close. She said the fact the 13 have not been given any reason why they can't fly deprives them of their constitutional protections. Now, the ACLU says this is the first time that a federal court has recognized that Americans on the no-fly list must be given a fair process to clear their names. Dave?
Rich, consumer spending was sluggish in July, rising just 0.1% last month. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 49 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, has created an event you have to see to believe. Now through Labor Day, it's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sell-Off at performancebike.com. One-time special buys, inventory blowouts, end-of-season closeouts. Find savings of 40, 50, up to 60% off. Plus, category after category of top-name gear reduced for this online event. And all bikes on sale, many at the lowest prices of the summer. It's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sell-Off at performancebike.com. Now through Labor Day.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-663-6188. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-663-6188. That's 1-800-663-6188.
It is another scorching day in the Midwest where some schools are closed again. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
The window AC units in older Eagle Grove, Iowa school buildings can't keep up with 100 degrees, so no classes. Cooling stations and cold towels will be used at the University of Iowa football opener tomorrow. Many Denver public schools are closed because the buildings don't have any air conditioning, one parent says.
It seems like it was a bold leadership move. Day 5 of a new school to say this isn't a safe environment for kids.
Minneapolis students have been told they won't have to make up this week's canceled classes. It'll be around 100 today in Des Moines, Kansas City, and Lincoln, Nebraska. Dave?
Jennifer, despite the wildfire that continues to burn parts of Yosemite National Park in California, the park is open this Labor Day weekend, expecting thousands of cars because 20 miles upwind of the fire.
Air quality is very, very good in Yosemite Valley and Wawona, and it's clear blue skies here.
That's Yosemite spokeswoman Carrie Cobb. The wildfire is only a third contained that has charred 311 square miles, but some evacuees and communities have been allowed back home this week. Is he a murderer or a mercy killer? A Kentucky man arrested for shooting his wife says she asked for it. Suffering from terminal breast cancer.
She told me she wanted me to end the pain. I said, Jay, I said, all I've got is what the doctors gave you.
the medicine, the pain pill.
But in a jailhouse interview, Ernest Chumbly says she refused to take drugs anymore, and she urged him to just end the pain and kill her. He called 911 after he shot her on Wednesday. Want to make some money? Lose a tooth. Gone are the days when a kid gets a quarter under the pillow. The Tooth Fairy is now leaving $3.70 on average. Visa says that's up 23% from last year, up 42% the last 2 years. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio for the North State with Carl on the bot. Linda, it's got Girls Day today. Who knows what's going to happen with Girls Day? All the guys are supposed to meet them later on today. I may have to go back and get Elizabeth and get my, my pepper spray there to, you know, at least, you know, who knows what they're going to be doing out there. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. It's 8:06 in the morning on August 30th. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you're not in the chat room, hop in. We've got some really interesting facts, both on sexual assault statistics, but also Obamacare and the latest statistics on that, and that's not very good either. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the last trading session of the month, and the markets are modestly lower, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 34 points at 14,804. The S&P 500 down 5 points at 1632, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 23 points at 3597. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 137 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $3.47 at $488.40, Microsoft off 30 cents at $33.25, Facebook's up a penny at $41.29, and Intel is unchanged at $22.06. Of local interest, Costco up 52 cents at $111.91, Tri-County's Bank down 18 cents at $20.88, Harley-Davidson up 16 cents at $60.16, and Sturm Ruger down 20 cents at $52.95. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.76%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.4. Oil's down 69 cents a barrel at 108.12, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $11.09 an ounce at 1396.55. Silver's off 37 cents at 23.46. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. You need somebody that's watching Wall Street that knows what's going on, and I promise you the Wells Fargo Advisors know how to keep you safe and give you the best investment advice. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. My guest host today, Dr. Janice Carter, is standing in here for Linda, and she is, what's the weather today?
It's a beautiful day in Redding, California. Sunny with a high near 95. Tonight clear with a low around 67. Tomorrow a great day to head to the lake. Sunny and hot with a high near 96. Don't forget your sunscreen.
Wow. There, it's good. So you've done this before, right? Hey, you know what? When we talk about the great times we have out here on the lake for the weekends and during the week when you're working really hard, you need something. You need a good night's sleep. And that, of course, is brought to us by Sleep Number for Linda and I. You know, going to bed at night, sometimes we get in late because like last night with, Randall Hemplings from Shasta Regional Medical, Center. It was his retirement. So you go there and then so when you get back home, you want to hit the bed. You'll want to go right to sleep and you can do that in your Sleep Number bed. My number, of course, being 35 and Linda's is 40, but you know, that switches back and forth as we get older or we have one of those days. And on this Labor Day, if you go to a Sleep Number store, you're going to find out exactly the bed that fits your individual comfort needs. I can't say enough about that because it works for us. Yeah, when we say this, you go into the store that's down in the Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop, and you lay on a bed, and they show you that you know, it will. You can see where your pressure spots are,
in the bed, and then they will reduce those numbers until you find a spot that's where you can really be comfortable. I can't say enough about it. With this dual air technology, I have my number, Linda has hers. That's the only thing that we split on, is our numbers. Sometimes that even gets together. Anyway, you can adjust each side, but during this Labor Day sale, their biggest sale of the year, every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. A great buy. And for 1 week only, save an incredible 50% on the Labor Day limited edition memory foam mattress set. And this ends Labor Day. So run on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in and talk to the people there. And you will be convinced that the best night's sleep you're ever going to get is on your Sleep Number bed. Okay. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we have Margene Stone, who is the Executive Director of the Empire Recovery Center. A lot of people probably don't know exactly what the Empire Recovery Center does, but it has a big impact on our community. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindbott, KCNR, 1460.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us. Hi, I'm Henry Jackmany of Hat Creek Grown Grass-Fed Beef. Pam and I would like to invite you to our ranch on Sunday, September 8th from 10 to 3 for a day of food and fun. We'll start with a ranch tour, followed by a cooking demonstration, then a meal of brisket tacos by Chef Travis Hickey of Crumbs Restaurant. All this and more for a $5 donation. To RSVP, email Pam at hatcreekgrown.com. Remember that Sunday, September 8th. Hope to see you there on the ranch in Hat Creek.
Welcome back. Carl and DeBot Linda is out today. Dr. Janice Carter is with me. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
Yeah, and the doc is here from the VA clinic where she is head of their home care part of their for the pharmacy there or something like that. Is that close?
That is close. It was home-based primary care
clinical pharmacist.
Right. My team heads out to the patient in their home.
That's right. And yes. You do a lot. You know what? You've been on the show before, and you are instrumental in getting you've had over $1 million worth of grants coming in here, so you're able to help.
$1.8 million for our vets, yeah.
And that you have done. That you yourself, and this is something that's one of the reasons that we enjoy having you, is that you go out and you put your, I guess, your mouth to, where you have to, and your, and you know, to get. That sounded
My.
Terribly long. What I mean is, you
That's
go out and you
show.
Make the effort. Yeah, you make the. You know, sometimes on Fridays, you know you're in trouble as soon as the words leave your mouth. And, okay, so we can go back, though, luckily, and edit all this out. Unfortunately, it's going out. But you're the one that goes out. You take your time and effort to be able to get these grants that enable you to help our veterans.
Because our vets are worth it.
And that's the other part. And you came in here, you're so obvious that you support our veterans.
Absolutely.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. You know what? If you're looking for a place to go and it's hot and you don't really want to take a big trip this Labor Day weekend, give Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina a call, 238-2383. They've got prices for everybody there. They've got a package, houseboats, ski boats, jet skis, patio boats. They've got them. So give them a call. 238-2383. Have some fun without breaking the bank and having to travel everywhere because there's, you know, all types of road hazards out there. Just get up there to the lake and have a great time. My guest today is Margene Stone, who is the executive director of the Empire Recovery Center right here in Reading. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Great.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about what the Empire Recovery Center is.
The Empire Recovery Center has been in Reading for 42 years. It is a licensed and certified residential treatment program for alcohol and drug abuse. And we also have two outpatient clinics, one located in the downtown area and one located in Shasta Lake City. We provide a broad spectrum of services to persons with substance use disorder diagnoses. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit agency governed by the greatest board a person could ever hope to have. We are active and involved and dedicated to working with our community.
Okay, the people that you help aren't always the easiest.
No, they're not. People come to us broken and under the influence in many cases. We are the only social model non-medical detox unit north of Sacramento. And this allows us to work with persons who are currently under the influence, trying to get dried out enough to participate in a treatment program, be it ours or another type of program in the community. Then we also work with persons who are coming to us from other detox programs. We're very lucky to have a working relationship with the Veterans Administration, and we frequently can take individuals coming from their medical detox programs and provide residential treatment for 30, 60, and 90 days of care, and then refer them out to additional veteran services in our community, such as sober living. So we're part of a continuum of care looking at the needs of persons with substance use disorder diagnoses.
Ages?
Ages are adults, 18 and up. And we have some elders. Some of our concerns currently are elder care, persons who are pretty ravaged by the diseases and not as able to be mobile in the community. We even have younger men coming back from the Gulf War events, and they're coming back damaged physically as well as very damaged emotionally. So we have a broad spectrum of issues to deal with all the time.
Since most of them are, all of this is probably paid for by through grants and all this, is insurance paid for this, or how do people pay for this?
We go after any kind of funding that is available. We have contracts with many of the counties in Northern California through their Health and Human Services Department. We have contracts with California Corrections West Care. We have contracts with Shasta County Health and Human Services, Shasta County Probation, Tehama County. We pretty much are a focal point for services in the Northern California area. One of our greatest agencies is, surprisingly, Modoc County. And what a wonderful group of people in their behavioral services up there.
Well, Modoc County, I mean, when really the only recreation they have is out there shooting squirrels out there on the on the ranches. I mean, you know, so probably they have a few problems up there.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Let's take a quick break here. And I don't know anything. I didn't know anything about the Empire Recovery Center, even though I walked past it several times. Probably half of my board producers have come from there. Not you, Savannah. I'm just kidding. But I'd like to talk about, you know, how the, you know, how do you admit, how do people get a hold of you, the treatment programs themselves, and the future of the Empire Recovery Center and what you're doing all here in the next, you know, half hour. But we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Dr. Janice Carter. We're here Friday. Free Fire Radio. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months. Including Blockbuster at home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at home. Plus extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. Linda is out with Girls Day Today, but Dr. Janet Carter is with me from the VA clinic there. She's a clinical, pharmacist, which is one of the reasons I'm having a real problem today. She brought in samples and, no, I'm just kidding, of course.
Joking.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Martin and his people are just exceptional. I can't say enough about their professionalism and that they bring to every job. Whether it's repairs or maintenance or installing any type of air conditioning or heating system. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. And by the way, I forgot to mention there when I was doing a live read on Crown Motors, they're having a huge Labor Day sale. Huge Labor Day sale. If you can't find something to buy this weekend, then you're probably not trying very hard. Let's go back to our guest, Margene Stone from the Empire Recovery Center.
Good morning.
Good morning. We talked about the people, all ages really are there, and they get to you through referrals, obviously, or do they just come knocking the door?
They can come any way they get there. Many come through referrals, particularly from VA clinics, from physicians, from the counties, from the hospitals, mm-hmm. but also persons can come at the request of families. We are in the process of being able to build private insurance for those who have that coverage. And our outpatient clinics, I wanted to mention, also has adolescent services. So we're able to work with young people in outpatient settings as well. That takes a little different background and education to meet those young people where they're at. But we're trying to make sure that we're able to meet a broad spectrum of ages.
I don't know exactly which way you would count this, but your success rate? Success rate or recidivism, which is, would you count them both the same? I've successfully gotten people off drugs, but I've seen them again in 6 months. That kind of thing.
There is a relapse factor for all of, addictions. And we deal with that. We do have people come back to us. We also have people coming back who just need that supportive environment for another 30 days because the world out there was too frightening for them. We look at referring to whatever resources there are in the community to provide support. When an individual is preparing to complete their program with us, we spend several weeks developing a resource base, starting the contacts, making sure that they are linked with the 12-step community or with faith-based programs. We make sure they have places to go and people that are there to support them in their recovery. We can claim just about 100% going out the door. If they complete the program, they're going to leave us clean and sober. We are not able at this point to really capture data because if they have relapsed, they seem to be difficult to find. And telephone numbers don't work, cell phones are gone. The kinds of ways in which we can collect that data are very scattered. But when we have them involved with other agencies, such as the Veterans Administration, such as outpatient programs, 12-step programs, faith-based programs, we can usually get data and some continuation information. Our success rate is very good. We have people who are ready and they make it.
And I can attest to that because I see the vets that come into our clinic and I can see the difference that Empire is making. So thank you for that. It's pretty amazing. Now you do have a new program that you're rolling out. Can you tell us about that?
Actually, we're about 1 year into the program. It's called Recovery Rangers. This was developed by a recovering individual who is a veteran, works for the VA, and he developed this program using language that was veteran-specific, meeting the young vet, the older vet, at the place that they're currently at. Very successful, and we make sure that the counselor that works with this group is a veteran as well. So the language is the language of experience and common experiences. We found it very exciting. It's been well received locally and is getting very well noticed outside of our area to the effect that we're getting some referrals from South Bay and from other parts of the state.
That's great. I've got somebody in my family that needs help. What do I do?
You can call and just talk with us initially. We can be reached. Our primary office is 243-7470. And our intake worker and our office administrator will be able to direct your call. If you're looking for detox services, you can reach us at 246-8339. And that number is 24/7. We are staffed 24/7 for our detox, and that also means that we've got staffing for our regular residential.
What we'll do is we'll get those numbers put down, and then Savannah hops on to Facebook and we'll put or onto our chat room, and we'll put those out.
Great.
Like that into our chat room during the break here. And I said that, if I had a family member, but it's not just a family member. It could be a close friend or this that you think they need help and you have to do interventions that, and if you see somebody that needs help, can you take them in right away?
I would call because what we have to do is get medical clearance for detox.
Okay.
And that medical clearance is strictly from a physician that states the person is safe to detox in a non-medical setting. And it has to be within 24 hours of coming to our detox program. There are other times when if they are not currently under the influence, they may be ready if the family wants to bring them in. Call us first. Make sure we have a bed. Make sure that we can assist with the kinds of funding resources that are out there. And then we can determine if we have the space and if we're the right program. If we're not the right program, our imperative is to refer to the correct one.
If you're not the right program, what exactly? I've got like a minute here. What exactly does that mean?
If they present with medical problems beyond our scope of practice.
All right. So they could have, if they go through detox, it could be physical damage to them.
Right.
From what they're going through.
Right.
Okay. We're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, I'd really like to talk to you about how you feel about it. How'd you get into this? This is not an easy thing. And then at some point, I'm going to ask you which one broke your heart. And there may be more than that. But the ones that broke your heart there, I see your reaction to that. Carl Bott, Dr. Janet Carter. We'll be right back after this break.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. A no vote in the British Parliament not stopping the White House from pushing possible military action in Syria.
The administration briefed key members of Congress in a teleconference late Thursday. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the goal was not to win over members.
The objective was to give the leaders of the Congress an update.
In Congress, opinions on military intervention are split and not along party lines.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. The resignation of San Diego Mayor Bob Filner taking effect today. Filner previously apologizing for allegations of sexual harassment.
But he also maintains he never sexually harassed anyone. Councilman Kevin Falconer says since then, Filner's kept a very low profile.
I think there's been overwhelming support for removing Bob Filner from office and support for the terms.
Falconer was involved in mediation.
Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. The Rim wildfire in California now 33% contained. Fox News. We report, you decide.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Everywhere around the world,
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, Linda's got Girls Day, but I have Dr. Janet Carter with me, who is just educating all of us here on from the pharmacy side because she sees the things she sees. And, of course, Marjean Stone from the Empire Recovery Center. I'm learning things that, frankly, after 30 years in the Marine Corps and doing some security work around the world, is very frightening to me. Anyway, 8:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, which I'll probably need to go today after all of this that's going on. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Give them a call. Just stop in. It's a great place to get your haircut. My guest is Marjean Stone, who is the executive director of the Empire Recovery Center. An Empire Recovery Center is located on California Street, right around the corner here.
Right.
And the number of people you help is tremendous. And one of the things we were talking about was what kind of drugs are we seeing on the streets now? Which, you know, and I was a little surprised to hear what you said.
We are finding more heroin, opiates. That is the principal addiction right now.
Heroin.
In the streets.
And then, Doctor, you were saying the things that you all had seen a cocktail of drugs.
Oh, no, people love a cocktail. Things like Royal Flushes, which is a combination of meth, Viagra, and hydrocodone.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
I can kind of figure out what that's used for, but is that for people that are addicted, or this is just for people just wanting to get high?
That's for fun.
Fun.
Right.
Wow.
But that can lead to multiple other things, right?
It can.
I know of young people who have done one hit. And they're addicted.
One hit of
whatever drug they're choosing.
Really?
Yes.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Now, do you still feel that, or do you feel that marijuana is a gateway drug?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
not going to go there.
Oh, no, that's absolutely fine because the federal government, it just came out today, is that they're, letting the states sell it, grow it, sell it in stores. As long as it's not sold to children grown on federal lands. They just came back full circle the first time they did it, and then it's caused all the problems out here, as we all know, in the groves and all that, which we're still fighting. And now they've gone back full circle and said, okay, it's okay, states, do what you want. That should be interesting. But anyway, so heroin is the big.
Right now.
And that you said you've had employers calling you.
Yes. One of our most recent referral bases have been employers asking us to provide services to their staff. And that is new, and it's been a great avenue for us. Also, our outpatient clinics have also done some outreach to employers in our communities and are offering to work with them with outpatient programs.
Outpatient programs, okay. And do you all do that? If an employer has a number of people that he'd like to have you all reach?
Yes, they can. Again, they can call our outpatient clinics and talk with our staff there and see what might be available.
Marjean, how'd you get into this?
Well,
you're a very cheerful person. I mean, you have a nice smile on your face and sparkly eyes, but this is a tough job.
It is. It's probably the hardest job I've ever had. But I started working for Far Northern Regional Center years ago and became a specialist in residential programs. That was my interest, kind of had a flavor for regulations and detail. And then I had served on the board of directors for the Empire Recovery Center for over 25 years. So when they chose to make some changes, I got changed in the process. They decided I needed to go to work again. I'd actually been retired for a few years.
So, and brought you back into
Got
the fold,
back.
Huh? Had your heart broken, huh?
Several times. Probably this morning there was a moment, but
Was it when you walked in here and
you found
out what was happening in here?
Absolutely.
Yes. That's failed or something?
Let me share a success story. Those break your heart as well, or they just make your heart know that you're doing the right things. We had a lady come to us who was so malnourished from years of chronic alcoholism. She actually didn't do any other drugs. And it was amazing because what we see is polysubstance users, not just what we call the old alcoholic. But she was genuinely the old alcoholic style, and she was a veteran, had a lot of personal issues. But she came to us so malnourished that we would not allow her to go up and down the stairs without a buddy. She couldn't walk without someone to be real close to give her a hand. Her hair broke in the showers, and she had spiked hair for a while. And her skin was just really gray.
The hair breaks because it just completely
Her nourishment had been so deficient for so long. And we were very concerned. We worked with the Veterans Administration to get health services for her, making sure that we were all on the same page. This lady has a year of recovery now. She has glorious, shiny hair. When she came to us, she looked like she was 80, 85 years old, maybe 90, and today she looks maybe like 45. So that
makes your heart happy.
And she attends her 12-step meetings. She is participants in the veterans groups. She's healthy. She's got a job. She hasn't had a job in years. She's got a job.
So where does she stay?
And she has her own home. She has an apartment now. Lives with her husband.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in 1 year.
She, of course, was married during this thing. And just at that point, he probably was. What about him? Is he helping or is he a hindrance?
He was also in an addiction. He is working on his own recovery. He did not require residential treatment.
Okay.
All right. Now, Marjorie, do you see a lot of women?
Yes. We probably are seeing more gentlemen right now, but it can go either way. There are many programs for women with children that we don't serve. We're not licensed to provide perinatal services, but there are programs in our community where those resources are available, and young women need to contact the county Health and Human Services to get referred there.
Okay. I got to take a quick break. Our guest, Marjorie Stone from the Empire Recovery Center. We're learning a lot about the center itself that I didn't know. And there are many, many positive stories about that. And again, we want to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about the treatment systems here. How do people get into it? And phone numbers. So that if you know somebody, a lot of times it'd be somebody calling you and saying, this is what I think is going on, and then getting some advice from experts.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Dr. Janet Carter.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot. Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies.
The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Dr. Janet Carter is here. We're here with Margene Stone from Empire Recovery Center, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, family operated, senior and veterans discounts, very competitive prices. Really good people out there at Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. We were talking about how Margene got into this and how she tried to retire, and they just brought her right back into it. How many people can you take at the Empire Recovery Center at any one time?
We are licensed for 33 residential beds and 9 detox beds for a total of 42 in residential.
Okay.
And then our outpatient clinics have the ebb and flow and the flexibility of doing groups and individual. So it's really based on the population and the size of the buildings.
Do you ever feel like going out with like a large net and just dragging people in?
No, they come in on their own.
So you probably, do you have more than you can handle?
Sometimes we feel like it. Other times we don't. There's an ebb and flow depending upon weather, conditions, and the economy.
Oh, yeah. Chief Rob Polino said, he says what really helps with the homeless problem around here is cold weather.
Yes.
They head south. Well, you know, it makes sense. Is it worse or better? Is there a trend going that you're seeing more people? There's more abuse out there. Is it kind of leveled off? Is it getting better?
What I see is an increase in polysubstance use and an increasing variety of mind-altering drugs out there, and the mixtures of those. The younger people are being more impacted than ever before. The average age for the start of using drugs for the people that we're seeing today is 8 years old.
Eight. Now, what kind of drugs are they using?
They're using mom and dad's prescription meds. They're using alcohol. They're smoking dope. You name it. Again, even at 8 years old, it's pretty wide-ranged as to what they can get their hands on.
Savannah, you're the youngest here, and you come from Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And do you see – is this something that you saw when you were growing up at all?
No, not at all.
You come from a small area out there.
You're like, what?
Yeah, 8 years old. Doctor? Is this what your experiences is? Because when you're dealing with people?
No, not at all. The only person I know that started that young is Drew Barrymore.
Okay. Well, she said
she started that young, right?
Yeah, well, and so, but we've got, So they have to be 18 to come in to you. Is that right?
Right. We do have adolescent programs in our outpatient, but residential is where you have to be 18 and above.
What's the youngest addictive person that needed help that you've seen? I mean, even if you couldn't get them into your place, if you got into the outreach program?
12.
Mm-hmm. 12 years
old.
And
that's from personal experience.
Yeah.
I was in my own personal recovery and was fortunate to meet a 12-year-old who was sober.
12.
Wow.
You know, sometimes, you know, and you think about it, you know, that's how early do they start? But there are so many prescription drugs out there that, I mean, the kids just go in there unless you keep them. You know, you talk about locking up guns. Yeah, and he said, well, you got to lock up guns. People can be killed with guns. What about locking up prescription meds at your house? How many more people are destroyed by prescription meds that are taken by their kids or stolen? From what I understand, too, a lot of times kids will go to, the people's houses when they're playing. They go straight to the medicine cabinet. Oh, and they know what those drugs are. And they'll take a couple pills out of each one of them.
Or they'll just dump them in a bag and not have any clue what they are, and go and take to a party. Their party.
And then everybody takes it.
Yeah.
Finds out that this is just a super way of handling constipation. So the whole party can have a super, what?
Yeah.
So about, 10 minutes into the party, party's over. Everybody's outside in the bushes.
Don't we wish?
And, yeah. Don't you wish it was that easy?
We also have prescription.
So you're seeing that too, they just dump the parents' pills into bag. Maybe I'm just being naive, but so they just have everybody brings in a baggie of drugs from their parents' pharmacy, and they do that.
Yeah, I know I'm naive. This was a new thing for me too. I kind of went because even sitting on the board for all those years, I was not that closely in tune as to what was going on in the streets. So it's been an eye opener.
We have a close friend that. She knows what her kids are doing, and she's just got outstanding kids, by the way. Just outstanding, young man, young woman. She said to her friends, she said, you know what your kids are doing? Oh yeah, we know exactly what. Go into the room when they're asleep, around midnight, pick up their cell phone, see what they've been texting. And this one woman told her, oh, I don't have to worry about that. Next day, oh my God. And you don't know what the kids are doing. And because they're doing everything they're supposed to at home, but there are other things they're doing. And drugs, to me, I'm thinking that it's not going to get any better. It's just not going to get any better unless we do something about it.
And when we focus in on the fact that treatment is available, treatment will become more available as we are open and honest about the need. And the services that are out there, when you look at services comparing the empire, our statistics for success are equal to programs like the Betty Ford Center. Now, Betty Ford Center is awesome, but they're anywhere from $35,000 a month and up.
Extremely expensive.
Yes, yeah. We're this little neighborhood place.
That has the same statistical.
Same program. Yeah. There are a few things that we can't offer because of the costs, but we run about $3,000 a month.
Okay. And that's the inpatient.
Yeah, that's a residential.
Being fed and everything.
Right.
Okay. All right, we've got to take a break. Margene Stone is our guest, who is executive director of the Empire Recovery Center. We're hearing a lot about it, and we're also learning a lot about maybe what's going on in the city. Maybe you should take a look at the drugs you have in your cabinet. And if they, if they're ones that you're not using anymore, perhaps just get rid of them. But don't flush them down the toilet.
Do not flush them down the toilet, please.
Yeah. Because?
It gets in our water
exactly.
system.
Exactly. And then we have four-eyed fish. It's no good.
We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Friday. Hey, following Free Fire Radio, we're doing On the Spot. No, we're not. We're doing Outside the Wire.
Outside the Wire.
Here we go.
Same
Outside
thing.
The Wire. It starts with an O, okay? Outside the Wire. And we're going to be talking, Savannah and I are going to be talking werewolves. We're going to be talking zombies. And
vampires.
Bigfoot, too. Because we're talking about all these legendary monsters. And zombies are big this time of the for some reason this year and last year. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and more. Mike Huber. Granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and of course the ultimate lucky smoker, which we have at our house, and it is the ultimate lucky smoker. Give them a call at 241-7866, Mike Huber. Our guest is Margene Stone, and I've been joined by Dr. Janet Carter from the Veterans Clinic right here. She's in charge of the primary care for the home.
Let me help you there, Carl.
Okay.
Home-based primary care, HBPC.
I should be able to read that, except it's upside down right now.
Our staff actually goes to the veterans' homes.
And based on grants that you've managed
no,
to
no,
pull
no.
in here.
This
not
is
on that one?
Not on this. This is something that the VA is doing for our vets that are too ill, too sick to actually come to the clinic. Our nurses and physicians head out to their home.
That is absolutely, that is so positive. And we've got somebody else that's really positive here, too, Margene Stone from Empire Recovery Center. This has been a very positive type show that I've enjoyed, even though I've found out things that are very scary. And the fact that heroin is on, is big again. And the fact is that you start seeing kids when they're 8 years old and they're recovering addicts at age 12. Good stories of a woman who's been an alcoholic her whole life and in 1 year has turned her life around.
That's right.
Totally. Job. She looks taken 50 years off her appearance. The fact that you can have people in there and save them.
Yes.
Tell us again, how do people get a hold of you? And that the fact is that you are, you know, you're always available to talk to parents or friends of those who are in trouble.
Yes. We're located at 1237 California Street. Those are our administrative offices right here in downtown Reading. We have a downtown outpatient program at 1263 California Street, and then we have an outpatient out in Shasta Lake City. The best way to get us is at 530-243-7470, or our 24/7 detox number is 530-246-8339.
Okay.
And there's always someone there that is willing to answer the phone. If we can't answer your questions, we're going to look to find some answers in other directions.
So if one had, say, a chocolate addiction or a shoe addiction, you guys can't help.
Well, we could refer you to the nearest shoe store because I really understand that one. And we have a joke around my digs about my chocolate addiction. You know, it's just, I had to remove my chocolate bowl. And Dave, our board member, can attest to that.
Well, I think that you're now punishing everybody because you have a weakness.
Yes.
Okay.
And more than one.
The fact that you had to buy a storage facility doctor for your shoes. I heard about that.
Two
storage facilities. Hey, well, you know what? Thank you very much for being on today. This was, I've driven by your place so many times and then Dave West brought you all to our attention. And
then come in and see us. Let me give you a tour.
Well, problem is I go to places like that. They usually don't want to let me out right away.
Maybe we'll let you out.
Okay. Thank you.
Martin, you're just lovely. It's really nice. What you guys are doing is amazing.
Thank you so much.
Hey, we'll be here on Labor Day laboring because we're a small business. so we'll be out here Monday. We'll have a great weekend. And those of y'all are getting off Monday, have a great 3-day weekend. Carl and the Bot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. You know, we have some really good guys in here today. See you next week.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. What, if anything, will the U.S. do in Syria? America's top diplomat is due to speak, and the president's been meeting with his national security team. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Secretary of State John Kerry joined the deliberations today here at the White House, and later this hour he's expected to make a statement. Key members of Congress were briefed late yesterday, but many members from both parties feel Congress should vote on intervention. Here's Texas House Republican Ted Poe.
It's early enough. We could all come back up here today and make that decision whether America yet needs another war.
Two former presidents have weighed in. George W. Bush says he's no fan of Syrian strongman Bashar al-Assad.
He's an ally of Iran, and he's made mischief.
Jimmy Carter warns striking without a U.N. mandate or broad NATO support would be illegal. Lisa?
Mike, at the U.N., the U.S., and the other five permanent members of the Security Council are scheduled to meet this hour. A day after a call for military action was rejected.